And then it occurred to me, what luck.
Okay.
I swore a solemn
My family
years
really
ago,
intense
I was invited to a party.
Totally different.
And I
come from a large Irish, Italian, Catholic family.
It is another Wednesday night where we gather around the radio to hear stories from Ex-Fabula. True stories told by Milwaukee area people live on stage. And as I like to say, working without a net because it's totally extemporaneous. And Ex-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney joins us each and every Wednesday night. And she brings the stories and always a good theme. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you too, Bruce.
What's up tonight? What did you bring to the party?
Well, actually, we're bringing a couple of things to the party. We have a workshop, a storytelling workshop on Saturday, February 7th. And I thought it'd be kind of keen to bring in a couple stories from storytellers that actually attended those workshops and have come to our events, because the storytelling workshops are really, really, really great to assist you in molding that story, give it a real punchy first line, give it a moment of reflection in the middle, and then really kick it out of the park at the end.
Yeah, because otherwise it has the possibility of becoming a rambling 5 minutes, and all of a sudden time is up.
Kind of like the way I speak. I'm a rambler. I did.
And I'm a DeSoto, so there you go. what do we got up first then?
All right, well, up first we have a story from a gentleman who attended a couple of workshops. His name is Dave Hendrickson, and this story was told back in 2013 at the Times Cinema when the theme was Forbidden Fruit. So here's Dave Hendrickson.
When I was 9 years old in school, the teacher went around the room and asked everyone what they wanted to be when they grew up. And I said, I want to be a newspaper reporter. And I think she thought I was kind of precocious for this little town elementary school. I couldn't say what I really wanted to be because I wanted to be a newspaper reporter because Clark Kent was a newspaper reporter. I wanted to be Superman. And I thought it might be possible. Now, I couldn't say I wanted to be Superman because I was the skinniest kid on the playground, and someone would probably challenge me to a fight if I thought I was going to be Superman, and I knew they'd all laugh at me. But what I did is I considered what my options were. I couldn't leap a tall building with a single bound. I could run pretty fast, but I wasn't faster than a speeding bullet. And I was nowhere near as powerful as a locomotive. But I thought maybe I could learn how to fly. Now, I didn't jump off the garage roof or anything because I wasn't stupid. I decided to practice in the living room by throwing myself at the sofa. So I started a little ways back. I put my arms out in front of me.
And I leaped.
And I hit the sofa. So I took a step back. And I did a little of that. And then I reached the range where maybe for a few days I'd stay right in that range. And I was thinking about what I was going to do when I was able to fly. I was going to go out the back door of the school for recess, and instead of joining the other kids on the playground, I was going to climb up on the steel railing, and I was going to balance there, and I was going to give a lunge, and I was going to fly around over their heads. And they'd be saying, look, it's Dave flying. And once I got to be Superman, one thing I was going to do is I was going to tell Lois Lane that she was a bitch. And, you know, a question that's been asked a lot of times is, you know, what would happen if Superman and Wonder Woman got together? Yeah. Well, anyway, I kept stepping back. And it's a good thing we had a small living room because I reached a point where it wasn't going so well. So I was thinking about it, and I thought it could be that I might not be able to be Superman. Besides, if I was Superman, what would Superman do? I mean, would there be two of us? I'm really not so sure. But I hate to break this to you, but the fact is I never did learn how to fly. Didn't work out. It took me quite a few years, though, to realize that it's forbidden for any of us to be somebody else, no matter how hard we might want to be. And it took a long time, but I finally reached a point in adulthood where I was happy just to be me.
And that was Dave Hendrickson with his Forbidden Fruit story. I love that. I mean, were you a big fan of Superman back in the day?
Well, you know, I never did get into Superman at all, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen the old black and white TV shows, and it's just so cheesy. And I didn't get into the movies with or the television series. I guess I'm not a super person.
You're a super person. You just have different beliefs. That's all.
Stories from Exfabula tonight. That's a good one. We got another one coming up here yet, and you've got a workshop coming up real quick and another show coming up
yeah.
in February, too.
Yeah, we have an event that all of Milwaukee's invited to either sit back and enjoy or just get your butt up on stage with a story wrapped around that theme, and I'll tell you the theme in a couple minutes. But let's listen to Lisa Erin Brown tell a story, another workshop attendee. This one was also actually at the Time Cinema last year when the theme was bonus. Here's Lisa Erin Brown.
So I'm a professional hustler, meaning I don't like to work, and instead I hustle. I buy things from Goodwill and Value Village, and I resell them to people online who are too lazy to go out and find them. So about a year ago, I went to Goodwill, and I found this really awesome 1980s Enemies of Rambo set. Maybe a few in the audience have played with that before. It was about $20, so I said, of course I'm going to buy this. I go home, open it up. Not only do I have the Enemy of Rambo set, I have 2, 4, 6, 8. I have like 16 characters. Look them up online. They're like $30 a piece. That's great. Not only that, I find out that I have some G.I. Joe characters. That's cool, too. Then I come across a tiny DuckTales leather pouch, and I can't seem to find anything about it online. I know it's old. Inside of it, it has the name Jed Grosser on it, and it has a phone number. It's a local number, and I'm like, you know what? I'll hold on to this. We'll see what I can do with it. So a few months go by. I forget that I have it, and one day I decide to Google this guy's name. Turns out there is a Jed Grosser, and he's in Milwaukee, and he happens to be part of a band called Kings Go Forth, which some of you might have heard of. So I decide, okay, I'm going to call this guy one day. I'm not sure why. I forgot to do it for a few months. And one day I decide to look him up online. I do a little bit of stalking. I find out his phone number. And I call him, and he doesn't answer, and it's a home number. And I basically ramble on, and I tell him this whole story. I say, you might be the guy I'm looking for. I think you are. I have your phone number. I think I have something that belongs to you. But I want you to call me back so you can tell me if you're the right guy. And so I hang up and maybe wait an hour, and then the phone rings. I recognize the number as the one I dialed. And I get a hello. And I'm like, hi, are you Jed? And he goes, maybe. And I go, would you happen to know about a Rambo set that might have gone to Goodwill in the past? And he goes, yeah, I recall I was cleaning out my mom's garage and I found these old toys that belonged to me and I just decided to donate them. I have girls. They don't want them. And I say, well, inside of that, I found this little leather DuckTales pouch and I can't find any information on it. And he goes, yeah, you know why you can't find any information? My mom actually made that for me. I know exactly what you're talking about. So Jed and I had arranged to meet about a week later, and I go to his house, nice house on the east side, bring him the pouch. He's really elated, and he goes, wait, I have something for you. Runs down to his basement, comes back up, and he goes, You mentioned on the phone you found out I was in Kings Go Forth. I want to give you this first pressing of a record to add to your collection. So that was cool. And later on eBay, if you ever come across the Enemies of Rambo set, it's huge in Brazil. Loads of people will bid on it. And it went for about $300. And in the end, everyone won and got a bonus. Thank you.
And that was Lisa Aaron Brown telling us her bonus story.
Now, these are both people who were at your workshops, and you mentioned that before. This is kind of like story construction, I think, for presentation, but not a classroom kind of thing, right? This is kind of like a coaching session.
Yeah, it's like a 2-hour session just to kind of get you a little bit more cognizant on what a good story is. I think we all can recognize a good story when one is being told to our faces, but you know, certain details that you might think are really imperative to a story might not necessarily be. Like, it's just a really great tool to help you decipher the meat of your story.
I think some of us in radio could use that too.
I wasn't implying anything, by the way.
I thought you were. Now, we're getting close to Valentine's Day, so I just don't want, on this radio show, are we going to do like a Valentine's preview kind of thing?
Or
Is that coming up? I'm just trying to tease.
Yeah, let's tease, actually, because we are going to have a story that was told at our event in December, the Spectacular, where we had a translated event. Mm. So one of those stories is going to be told on the next show. And then, we got some fun loving going on.
All right, you bring a story too then.
I will. Hey, do you want to know the theme of the next event?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's right. We said we were going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another teaser. The next theme is going to be degrees of separation.
Oh, that's wide open with possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Indefinitely. Bring those stories, Milwaukee. That'll be on February 18th at the Times Cinema.
Sounds good. Thank you again for another night of stories, and we'll do this again next week.
Oh, one other thing, really quickly.
Ma'am.
Sorry. Yeah. If you need any details about that said workshop, please go to exfabula.com. It is on Saturday. I believe it starts at 10 a.m. at AWE over on Valete.
Thanks again.